know what I said. I don't remember.
You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is very early on Thursday morning, and I just got home, and hope you're doing well. I've been kind of busy the last couple of days, so I haven't kept up on the podcast schedule again as usual, so I apologize for anybody that's sitting around waiting for this. I hope you're doing well. My friends in the United States, I hope that you are wearing your masks, because apparently we are seriously headed back into the shit, okay? So, yeah, I mean, it's great, isn't it? California posted its worst day since the beginning of this crisis today, or within the last 24 hours. I think they had something like 7,000 new cases. Florida has set records here recently. So is Arizona. So, yeah, it's really going very well. Meanwhile, the orange menace in the bunker in the White House, came out of his bunker to spew a bunch of lies about the coronavirus epidemic. We're already post-COVID, so I don't know, what you're talking about. Can we just stop talking about it? Bunker bitch only wants to talk about the virus whenever he can use it to score cheap political points with his racist followers. He doesn't care about the people who've died or anything like that. All he cares about is how to use it to rile up his disgusting mass of garbage subhuman followers. Here he is using it in an ugly way at his last rally.
Got all different names. Wuhan. Now, Wuhan was catching on. Coronavirus, right? Kung flu, yeah. Kung flu. COVID-19. I say, what's the 19? COVID-19, some people can't explain what the 19. Give me the COVID-19. I said, that's an odd name. I could give you many, many names.
Oh, yay, yay. Oh, so funny. Oh, here's a name. Fucking retard. This guy is the fucking president of the United States, and he doesn't know what the 19 and COVID-19 stands for. I mean, I think probably by now there are fetuses in the womb that know what the 19 stands for. But this orange fucking bastard doesn't know, because he's fucking stupid and his followers are fucking stupid. But, of course, the big brouhaha involves the Kung Flu, racist slur that he repeated. He's repeated multiple times. Yeah. That's the president of the United States. If you're supporting that guy, fucking stop following me, okay? Don't listen to this podcast, just fuck off and die, okay? Just forget to breathe and die, okay? Anyway, well, I feel much better now. I did post a couple of stories, though, on the website in the last day or so, plus a lot of really hot porn, actually. I really put some hot porn on the website, too, so I think you should check that out. But are there hot, it's hot to me, anyway. But I did post a couple of articles and on the website that I'm going to talk about here today. And I've got a couple of other stories coming up in the next day or two that are really, one of them involves Master Dylan. I have a new update with him and his three faggots. So it's pretty exciting, actually. So you're going to like that. But the story I'm really focusing on is by an alpha who calls himself Dom Milwaukee. Okay. And I've had a little bit of conversation with him leading up to that post. And he's a straight alpha who had a girlfriend and was living a straight life, you know, and unsatisfied, like many straight men are unsatisfied, because, I mean, here's the problem, all right, in a nutshell. Most straight men are unsatisfied. They don't know why they're unsatisfied, though, you know, and you know, they get sex once in a while and they get off and that feels nice, you know. But it doesn't fulfill the thing inside them. And you know, that they wander around not understanding what that gnawing feeling inside of them is. And hierarchy explains it very clearly. These straight men feel unfulfilled. It's a non-specific kind of unfulfillment. It's like a it's like something in the air that's just jamming their frequencies, okay? But like they can't put their finger on it, but they feel it in their bones. You know what I'm saying? This kind of in the background kind of noise of dissatisfaction. Okay. Hierarchy explains what it is, and namely, it is unfulfillment. It's unfulfillment of purpose, because men are built to be worshipped. Men are built to rule. And when they are denied that by the circumstances of living a heterosexual, exclusively heterosexual, sex with one woman, that kind of thing, that lifestyle that society says is the ideal, right? When they get into that, they embrace it, thinking that that is the way to happiness, because, well, that's what guys are supposed to do, right? So they follow the crowd on that, and they end up frustrated. The reason why they're frustrated is because that inner thing that men have, that desire to be worshipped, that desire to be honored, that desire to rule, is going unfulfilled. Now, in days past, and you know, let's say 150 years ago or something, women were much more submissive, and they were much more subservient to the man, his desires or whatever. And they were very much, they made it their concern to be concerned about their man's future, you know. So everything was kind of centered around men in that regard. So that was a much more satisfying existence for men, because to some degree it satisfied that desire to be the head of the house, to be the king of his castle, okay? But things have changed in society, and it's not hierarchical. In terms of hierarchy, what has happened in society, in Western civilization, let's say, particularly, but around the world, is that the natural hierarchy is being rearranged, I guess, by force, by social forces, you know, that seek to change men into equal creatures, equal with women, equal with each other, equal in society, okay? Everything has got to be quote-unquote fair, all right? And men are supposed to tuck their tail and accept it if they want some pussy, or they want a promotion, or they want to keep their job, or they want to, you know, whatever. And that has led to, you know, enormous issues of men acting out irrationally. They don't really understand why they're doing it. I mean, but if you study hierarchy and you understand the male animal, you understand it, because they are essentially, men have been pushed into a corner, you know, like an animal in a zoo. They're pushed into a corner, and they're being prodded to obey this kind of new structure. And mind you, this new structure is antithetical to everything that a man stands for. It goes against everything that a man is, you know, in his natural form. And men fight back. Or they fight, they strike back in unpredictable and dangerous and destructive ways sometimes, okay? Just like a cornered animal does, you know, and a cornered animal will finally lash out at its oppressor, right? Well, men are doing that in some degree against society, because society is actively working to neuter men. And men are not meant to be neutered, okay? And men are not meant to be controlled. Men are born to control, all right? And so let's circle back now. So with Don Milwaukee, you know, he was a straight alpha male in the mold that society wants him to be in, right? Get a girlfriend and be faithful to the girlfriend and live a quiet life with your girlfriend, right? Who would eventually become his wife or something like that. So he was stuck in that situation, and his soul was fighting it, right? Because deep down in his soul, he knows that he is a superior man. He is meant to be worshipped and served and respected and honored, okay? And the more that he began to think about hierarchy and about the nature of it and what it says about his nature, what it answers about the things that were rattling him inside. Suddenly it began to make much more sense, right? He mentions this in his letter that, you know, he was listening to the podcast episode where I talk about respecting cum, okay? And it struck a nerve with him. Suddenly, those pieces all fell into place because, you know, suddenly he looked and thought to himself, my cum is me, and it is my legacy, and it is what I give to the world, and it's powerful. It's a powerful substance, in the meaning in the world is very powerful. And he began to really kind of meditate on that, and it changed everything for him. Suddenly he realized, I am an alpha male, and I am born to rule. You know, I'm born to be worshipped. And it, of course, led to a breakup with his girlfriend. And he now has a cocksucker that, you know, a faggot that, you know, sucks his dick and services him and worships him. And he's suddenly understanding for the first time in his life, really, the depth and breadth of his alphahood that he didn't know was there or even possible. You know, it took him going out of his comfort zone, right? It took him saying, this simple life that society wants me to live is not what I'm supposed to be. You know, men are the world's greatest animal. Men are the most powerful animal on earth because they have physical strength, they have fierce intelligence, and they have the will to dominate, right? And so, you know, a man is meant to use those gifts to hunt, to capture, to conquer, to possess, to mark as his own, right? That's the natural instinct of man, and it's being caged and silenced and squandered by this change in society. But when men break out of that, they suddenly go, oh my gosh, there's a whole other world of my alphahood. There's a whole other thing that is available to me, that's been available to me my whole life, and I have not been taking advantage of it until now, you know. And I have seen this phenomenon that Dom Milwaukee is going through. I've seen it play out multiple times. I know that it's real. This transformation that a man goes from just a man like every other man caught in the system, caught in that web of political correctness and, you know, fairness and all that other shit. Suddenly, they are become aware of alphahood and this great power that they are blessed with. And it's every time I've seen it happen, it's beautiful to me because I see this man transformed right before my eyes, you know. I see him suddenly so excited about his entire life and everything that can come from it, you know. And I just think it's beautiful, you know. I wish that for every man, you know, who is an alpha, that, and I guess this kind of, this podcast is kind of a message to all straight men or gay men who may be alpha, okay? Like, embrace it, you know. Because it is A, it's your destiny, and then B, we need true alphas in this world leading, okay? Not the pretenders. I'm talking about the real alphas out there who may be suppressing that alphahood, that you come to grips with what you really are and embrace it. And don't let any other considerations cloud your vision, you know. The things that society has taught you is that are right and wrong, or, you know, whatever, good and bad, like, what that they have told you is wrong. What is right is inside you, dying to come back out, you know. So let it out. Just be uninhibited and experience the true depth and breadth of your alphahood. Now, to that end, I'm going to kind of not go on too much longer here, but I received an anonymous, well, not necessarily anonymous, I received a message from Alpha Jaguar, who has written before on the site, but about a guy, a friend of his, who Alpha Jaguar, wants to fuck this friend, but he also senses that his friend may be alpha. And so he is debating whether or not he should try to fuck his friend and claim him as his faggot, or try to encourage him to become alpha, to discover his alphahood. And, I mean, either way that he, Alpha Jaguar, goes is fine, but, you know, I just find it interesting that here is an alpha doing his brotherly duty to help another alpha, potentially alpha, potential alpha, find his alphahood, you know. That's the kind of responsibility that I think all alphas should have, you know. Not when an alpha expresses his alphahood or enforces his alphahood on his life, he's doing a favor to the world, okay? Because everyone around him finds fulfillment in his alphahood, you know, like a faggot submitting to an alpha. That's a blessing to his alphahood, you know, or same with a woman, or whatever. Part of that the other part of that commission is for alphas to do what Alpha Jaguar is doing, which is taking an interest in helping other alphas break out of that cocoon that society puts you in, you know. So I just wanted to just emphasize that if you are a straight or gay man and you feel like you might be alpha, don't be afraid. Don't hold back. This is your life, and you need to live it the way nature intended for you to live. And nature intended for you to rule this earth, okay? So start ruling. Anyway, well, I could talk about alphas all day long. So If you want to talk to me about this more, you can write to me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. And I'm on that email, the voicemail telephone line. You can actually get a hold of me probably by calling it. It's +1 for America, 314-502-9566. And Twitter right now, my second Twitter account is suspended because I don't have a telephone number to use to verify the account, an extra phone number. But I'm still at Worshipper1, so you can contact me on Twitter if you want to as well. I guess I'm going to go, but I enjoyed talking to you, and it's my favorite topic in the whole wide world, so I could talk about it for days and days. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. Please be safe, and I love you. Bye.